This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndre, and I'm here at the SEMA show. We're going to have an exciting episode for you guys, possibly two episodes for you guys, because we have a bunch of really wonderful interviews, and we're going to get started right away. We're here with Rick Love from Vintage Air. Rick, you're CEO now of Vintage Air? President of...
For now.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know, I've been coming here maybe 17 years, you know, and but you've been here every single time.
It's been a few. We're actually I laughed about that because we were talking about it earlier this week. The last SEMA I missed was when my son was born because his birthday is the 30th of October, right? SEMA time.
Yeah.
I miss it all the time. But he just turned 28 this week. So that was my last one I missed.
Yeah.
It was 28 years ago. So yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So is he in the industry? Does he come out the SEMA?
He works for us at Vintage Air. He works, he's an inventory analyst in purchasing. So he's more of a... more of an analyst than he is a gearhead in some ways, but we actually put together a 56 Ford Victoria for him when he was a junior in high school, and that was his daily driver for us. So he still got it. In fact, he just got married a couple weeks ago, and that was their car for the wedding. Kind of. So he's, you know, it's funny. He's kind of like a lot of our new customers. He loves that car, but he's just not as mechanical as a lot of us to be.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves the car, but he'll do basic maintenance, but he's not going to build a car. But that's a lot of our customer base now.
You know, because the cars, we get to drive and experience a bunch of the new cars. And yes, the technology and the things that are making them more complicated, but also the car manufacturers are like, we don't even want you to touch it anymore. Like, stop. Like, you open a hood, there's nothing to see. It's not even that fun anymore. And there are some supercars that are out there that you can't even see the engine, and we're like, you're kind of ruining our cars and coffee moment, you know, like you can't open the hood of a McLaren. All you can do is kind of peek over the piece of glass, and
it is a changing environment. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting for you to say that, because I think that's part of what's driving growth and some of the what I would call the late model market.
Yeah,
a little bit, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s vehicles, and I think the inaccessibility of some of the newer cars and trucks are what's pushing the popularity. And even for daily driver mode for some of these 70s, 80s cars, I mean, we introduced a gift to the G-Body, Monte Carlos,
yeah,
and Regals and stuff a couple of years ago, and the kit's becoming very popular. I have a G-Body, I've got an 87 Monte Carlo, that's my daily driver, I drive it every day. And for that reason, it's simple still, you can
yeah.
on it, you can do all of that. And you know, our one of our newest kits, the ones we're introducing here at SEMA this year, is the Fox Body Mustang kit. And I mean, you're a big Fox Body guy.
Yes. Oh, wait, who told you that? Probably the last 10 years of us talking to each other, going, hey, let's bring Fox Bodies here.
One of the driving forces behind it. So I think we're seeing a lot of guys arriving. Another kit we're doing is the OBS Chevy truck, the 88 to 96 Chevy pickups. And same thing. A lot of you guys are using these trucks for daily drivers now. And I think that's part of what's driving this.
You know, and it's both of those segments, I think, are great segments, because they're going to be jumping off points for you guys as well. We've always kind of said on this show that the big brother car drags up the little brother. You know, when you know, the example that Adam Carolla and I have been using for 10 years is the Mercedes Gullwing hits $1.2 million, and the 190 used to be 30 grand. Now it's a couple of hundred grand, right? And now when Gen 1 Camaros and Mustangs, you know, on eBay Marketplace are 35 grand for a mixed number, rusted out hunk of junk, and you're like, well, where do we go from here? And now we've got 80s and 90s Camaros, Mustangs that are becoming more interesting. We brought my 93 Cobra, my red one, I think was out here at SEMA in 2016. So we brought two cars. The red one was out front, and then the other one was the shell that we had with Tokiko. We were showing suspension and a Coyote swap with Borla direct, you know, ITBs on it. And people were even walking past it going, I don't know what that is. What is that, a Honda Accord with a V8? Like, because it didn't have a body on it. It was the shell. And this year, walking around, and there's pro touring Fox Mustangs out here. You guys got this wonderful new kit. And we're seeing more like suspension pieces and billet pieces and hinge pieces and stuff. So what do you guys get? You guys get just enough demand, enough calls, or do you already have sort of a storyboard, if you will, going, oh, this is where we think in the next 5 years the kits are going to start to take off?
We do. We have a hit list.
Yeah.
Say, you know, with the cars that we talk about and things we talk about doing in the future. But it's interesting. This is such a relationship-driven industry, as you know. You know, we all talk to each other and all of that. When you start seeing more parts available for vehicles, that's when, you know, it's kind of that, is it the chicken or the egg thing?
Yeah, right.
Interest first, or are there parts available first to be able to work on these cars and trucks that drives the interest?
Yeah.
That's kind of the secret sauce, I guess. And when you start seeing more 5.0 or more Fox Body Mustang parts available, it drives demand for them, and then that increases popularity, and it kind of starts the ball rolling down the hill. And I think that's the case with all of them. So it is, when you start seeing other companies investing in tooling for replacement fenders or for replacement parts here and there or for trim parts and everything, you got a pretty good indication that there's a lot of interest out there for it. And we do. We talk amongst ourselves and say, hey, what are your guys getting requests for? What do you see up here and there? And, you know, it helps us talk and every part complements the other.
You know, and price point is a factor as well. When we came out here, you know, 5 or 6 years ago with a car, you know, we reached out to a lot of the companies we work with in the past. People didn't have parts for it yet. And a lot of the conversation was, yeah, we'd like to do something cool. We'd like to do an independent suspension. We'd like to do this. But that crowd in particular, right? Like, you know, like the OBS trucks and the Fox Mustangs and some of the Camaro, the guys, like, they're not ready for an $8,000 suspension. They want to spend $2,700, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, in my head, like, I kind of lost touch of that because I've been coming to SEMA for so long, and you're just, you know, you can't go 10 feet without a Roadster shop chassis hitting you in the knee somewhere. And you're like, that's a $35,000 chassis before you even build a car on top of it. So it's just kind of a different world when you come to events like this. But the reality is you got to make parts that kind of fit that price point, right? So that was kind of the other thing when you guys get into the OBS trucks and the Fox Mustang, for example. You take your core, your Gen 5 system, and you try to make that work. I would imagine what that helps is allow you guys to go, we can keep the cost reasonable because we use our Gen 5 core across the lineup, right?
Yeah, like that's a module.
Yeah.
You know, our new Gen 5 module is very similar to an OEM system. It's an injection molded case with injection molded doors and rubber seals and OEM electronic components on and everything. So, I mean, a lot of what we learned and the parts we used on the Ford GT are parts we're using in our standard Gen 5 module. But you're exactly right. You use a common module, and then you use accessory parts that we mold to, and brackets, obviously, to make it, you know, fit a certain vehicle. And that does allow us to keep the cost down. And you talk about it, you know, we could do a complete AC kit for your trucks or for the box body, about $2,200 retail. You know, you start working on your original system, trying to piecemeal a broken part here or a part there. Number one, some of those parts even aren't available.
Yeah.
And try replacing one or two parts, and it's just before long, the brand new system with a warranty, modern technology, not 40-year-old technology.
Yeah.
That makes a whole lot more sense.
So it's exactly right. So what happens is you end up going on to, you know, eBay or whatever, and you're buying parts and you're getting the knockoff parts and it doesn't really fit right or it doesn't work as well. And especially with something with the AC system, like where you just want it to work reliably every day and you don't want to crawl under the dash or redo lines underneath and, you know, another condenser, and because the one you got is from overseas, like you got to sort of plan now for a well-built, a well-designed kit, which is what you guys have been doing for so long. But the other feature that I really like on all of your kits that use the Gen 5 system is the Mustang, for example, and the OBS Chevy trucks, you released what's called the SureFit kits, right? So these are meant to be all-inclusive, bolt right in. Yep. But from there, we can kind of select some options. We can, if we want to do some custom work, or if you want to change vents, if we want to change controls, which is a big issue.
Yep.
Right? The controls on those vehicles, they're big, they're bulky. You make a solution going, this will bolt right in.
Right.
But now if you want to do a remote control setup or move it to the ashtray or do a custom dash, it's not cables and pulleys. It's all digitally controlled now, right?
Right. Yeah, it's all fully electronic. You know, no vacuum, no cables, no any of that. So, yeah, we've got a lot of upgrade controls or vents available. Like you said, if you're customizing the dash and changing the car up, we have a lot of options available to do that. If you're just doing a restoration style or you just want a bolt-in system, that's available. Any of the components are available separately. You don't have to buy the full kit. You know, if you've already put a Coyote in and you already have a drive system with a compressor, we don't have to get a compressor and rack it with a system. You can get the parts that you need to make the system work, you know, make the system complete. And it's all designed to work together. It's designed around 134A.
Yeah.
Instead of R12, like the original system.
Right. That's the other thing.
That's another thing. And another important point you touched on that, you know, in the 80s really is when the OEMs started changing the way they built cars. You know, the dash was not part of the car. When they started building, it wasn't even called a dash anymore. It's called an instrument panel. And they start assembling that as a whole, really as a sub-assembly. Everything bolts to that instrument panel, and then that loaded as an assembly into the car. That was great for OEMs and for their production line because it was fast.
Yeah.
The downside of it is when you're working on these vehicles, you have to pull the entire instrument panel out of them to do much of anything. So, like you say, if you have a heater fork go bad or you have an AC coil go bad, you got to pull a whole car dash apart.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, it'd be nice to put all new parts in there one time and know you're done.
Yeah.
You're not going to be doing this again, or you're not going to have to try to make something, like you say, a foreign part work or something like that. So I think that's a really important point that you hit on.
Man. I can't tell you how many of these cars and trucks from the 80s are out there, and especially in the Mustang world, you're going to see AC delete. And in their heads, they're all like, it's lighter, it's faster. It's like, no, what happened was it stopped working.
Right.
You didn't want to fix it.
Right.
So you said, I'm just going to tear everything out, and now you got to roll your windows down all the time, and it's loud, and you're in traffic, and you can't breathe, and you can't make a phone call, and now there's a better solution. So I appreciate you guys doing that.
A little more comfort-oriented than we were 30 years ago.
Yeah.
At least I am. You know, I mean, yeah, I was. And the fact is, a modern compressor now, you're talking 5 to 6 horsepower under full mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
And way smaller.
Way smaller.
And lighter.
It's easier. They're lighter. Yeah, the whole system is lighter than that old OEM arrangement was back then, that old OEM system. So, you know, if that 5 or 6 horsepower and that little bit of weight, it's just not making the difference. You know, back in the 80s, when your horsepower levels were a whole lot lower,
yeah,
there was some differences there. But now, if you're doing any kind of engine swap or just even, you know, increasing the performance on the stock 5.0, the air conditioning's not going to.
Yeah, it's not going to be a huge difference. It's funny, in the new cars today, like, we'll go out and do press events, and oftentimes they'll invite you out and go, oh, we're going to go to a track. And
right.
you're gonna drive the car. You're going to autocross it, or you're going to get with one of our drivers. When they do that event, the windows are up and the air's on the whole time. They're just out there the whole time. Like, the cooling system, the efficiency of the AC system, everything is like, the car's not overheating. Like, and that's kind of the point. Like, if you had to go out there in a modern day car and go, hey, we got to turn the air off, and then people are like, I don't want to buy that car. Right. Yeah, it's not really for that.
That doesn't sound like a winner, right?
Okay, so you guys have, we talked about Fox Body Mustang. We have 88 to 94 Chevy and GM OBS trucks. We have 80 to 86 Ford F-Series trucks. I'm sure you're going to get up into that next tier as my 95 Lightning is sitting in the warehouse.
Right. Yeah. That's on our...
It's gonna be the next one. But what else is new for you guys? Because oftentimes you change up things like... you know, controls and vents and you know, lines and how to make lines easier and all of that.
Yeah, we have several new control panels. We just debuted here at SEMA a control panel for tri-bi Chevy for the 55-56 Chevy.
Okay.
We've got a 57 panel under development too, electronically controlled panel that's compatible with our systems. Last year, right around SEMA time here, we introduced the third-gen Camaro, the 92 Camaro system, and that's starting to gain some traction too. And so that's cool. And yeah, we're looking at more of what I would consider to be newer vehicles.
Yeah.
The OBS trunks have just, first off, when I had to find out what OBS meant when I
played. Right, yeah.
OBS, and when they said old body style.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I bought one of those trucks brand new.
Yeah.
Body.
Yeah. Truck. Well, can we go previous body style? Like.
Exactly. Trucks are huge right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, that Dino's Get Down is coming up in Phoenix next weekend, and they'll have 5,000 trucks there for a day in it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now, is the focus still on pretty much the American-made stuff, or are you guys looking at like vintage Land Rover or something, you know, because those guys need it.
Oh, they do. I mean, we've had an FJ40 kit for many years.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Kit, and we've had several guys that we've worked with that have put our systems in the 240, 260Zs, 280Zs, and that's something we're looking at very, very strongly in the future, getting into some SureFit kits for those early Z cars. And, you know, then again, some European cars, you know, the 3 Series BMWs. You're getting a lot of guys. Guys, I saw just out front there was an old E30 M3 with an LS.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty potent little package.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at some of that in the future as well. You know, the great thing is, I think our what we would consider hot rods, or what we would consider, you know, special interest vehicles, that's expanding all the time. I mean, you've always got your muscle cars from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s now. But I think what people are seeing, I mean, you saw the 190 Mercedes here that, you know.
Oh, the one that Tucci's built.
Yeah.
Tucci's
Mercedes
built that.
Pilot.
And the bill. Atlas, I was just talking to Jim and Mike Ring, and they've got a 61 Rolls Royce with an LT4 engine in it. And I know guys like that are able to call you and say, hey, you know, it's me again, you know, send me a box of parts. I'll let you know what we're going to use.
Right.
And the mock-up pieces, and we'll figure out what we want to use. And then we'll send some stuff back and we'll custom order some stuff. And they've got the time and the paycheck and the, and the, and the resources to do it.
And it's like a normal, I mean, normal hot rod guy in the garage. I mean, our Universa Gen 5 Magnum module is, that's what's in Tsuji's Mercedes. That's what's in Royce. And, I mean, we send brackets that are pretty universal that the average hot rod guy or the average builder guy can make work. And that's one of the reasons they continue to use those modules is because it is very flexible and very easy to integrate into a long line of vehicles.
Yeah. Well, Rick, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. And it's an interesting thing because every car out here has got an AC unit. Almost every car out here probably has your unit. It's like, you guys come here every year. You don't get to have the sexiest piece. You know, you don't have the supercharger or the billet wheel or the, you know, the new chassis, but everybody's still got vintage air system. Because it's the most used thing on the car.
There's something, and it's funny, you know, you talk about that. If there's one thing that's not working, if your horsepower is down just a little bit, you may not notice as much. But man, if you're not cool inside the car, that makes a big difference in your...
You stop driving it, right? Like, that's the one that'll get you out. Listen, one of your speakers goes bad. You're like, yeah, I can't hear anything on the right side of the vehicle. I can still go where I'm going to go.
Right.
Right? But if the air doesn't work, you're like, it's just not that comfortable anymore, right? Especially if you're bringing somebody with you. You're bringing a friend. They're like, oh, you're going to drive the thing with the windows down and it's too hot or it's too cold or whatever. But
well, you know, where you live, it's cool in the evenings, it's cool in the mornings.
Yeah.
Now, traffic is so much different than it used to be and all of that. I mean, with the windows up, you can talk, you can listen to the podcast, you can listen to your music, you can do things. But man, when the windows are down, every time an 18-wheeler or a motorcycle or something comes by you, the wind noise and everything, the comfort level has more to do with the air. Not as much to do with the air temperature, but just that overall experience.
Keeping the outside world outside, right?
Isolated.
But you're absolutely right. It's the dirt that gets thrown up, the exhaust, the smell, just like the noise. It gets to be It gets to be a bit like you want to hit the canyons and put the windows down or something like that. You don't want to do it when you're sitting on the 405 for an hour on your way to the canyons, right?
Time and place.
All right. Well, thank you so much. VintageAir.com is the website, as it always has been. And, you know, if you guys are doing a custom project, give them a call. And I'm sure you guys have a wonderful team that can help you out. But in lieu of that, I appreciate the SureFit kits and making things turnkey and easy for us.
Enjoyed the visit, as always, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're here at the Hellwig booth with Melanie Hellwig White. Is this maybe just Melanie White now? I don't know.
Yeah, I go by both. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of on the... Oh.
It's kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm 51% owner now. So I like to like bring it in there. It's funny though, when I was a kid, I hated Hellwig because you can make fun of kids quite a bit, right? Like you look for anything and like Hellwig, I was like, man, I can't wait to get rid of that. But now I want it back a little bit, right? Like, so I went to like white, like my husband has, you know, white is kind of a, I mean, sorry if you're white, but a boring last name. And I was like, I want a boring last name. So,
yeah, but now you're like 51% back in control of the family business.
So I want it back.
No, listen, about the ownership of this, I need at least 51%.
A name. Yeah, totally.
Name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So explain what Hellwig is for people.
Yeah, yeah. So Hellwig is a suspension manufacturer. We've been doing it for 77 years. So my great-grandfather started the company back in 1946 with my grandpa. So they actually started it together. They would manufacture products at night, and then they would go door to door on the weekends and sell the products. It's super easy to know if you need Hellwig because the vehicle's sagging. So the vehicle was sagging. My great-grandfather would go up to the door, would sell the product, and my grandpa would lay on the ground. He was 18 at the time, in their driveway, install the product. And they would do this all, like product, installation, everything for $7. We don't have that price point or that distribution model anymore.
Could you imagine if you had to sell that way? Like,
I know.
Knocks on my door.
Hide. I know. Me too. I know. And that's like how they got started. Yeah. Is it the Amazon package? If it's not, then out.
Well, these guys are like pretty high. Get in the
car. Yeah. I know. And it could have been my grandpa. So, yeah. Yes.
So a lot of it was leveling kits and stuff at the time. So people
yeah.
trucks and...
Actually, it was like passenger cars because that was all that was in the market at the time. So it was only passenger cars. They would tow with them. They would camp with them. They were like the original overlanders. So they overloaded them for sure. So so we did helper springs that for them to bring them back up to level load height. So we have a no saggy bottoms policy. So anytime the vehicle's sagging, we can fix that. And then the other part is that we also have sway control. So as the vehicle, you know, as you load up your vehicle, it gets a little wiggly in the back end and we can fix that too. So we really like to fix problems like that. And when I was driving here, I could see everyone's wiggly back end. And I'm like, I feel like I have this like mission to like fix all of that. Right. I want to like everyone should have a solid rear. And I might need to think about saying that differently next time. But
I think it's perfect.
One of the other podcasts that we do, Shipless here with Aaron Fager.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Aaron has the Jeep Gladiator hobby.
Yeah.
Built his incredible overlanding rig. It's here, south front of Central Hall.
Awesome.
And he just did 10,000 miles, a six-week trip from Lake Tahoe to Alaska.
Oh, that's amazing.
He camped for 6 weeks. In this vehicle.
She is a good sport.
Yeah. They came home. She's like, I could do this all the time. She's like, I'm
really
impressed that we're home.
Yeah. I mean, Alaska and that kind of trip is amazing, right? I don't blame her on that part.
Met up with different people and got in different groups and they're off the grid.
Oh, my goodness.
And every once in a while, they'll crash in a motel. But for the most part,
yeah.
They were in an Alu cab on the top of the Jeep.
That's amazing.
But after hearing him talk about that, now that he's back home, first of all, the rig is amazing because you really get to see how versatile it is.
Yeah.
Just every little bits and pieces, like where you store an energy bar to the communications device, dock who's in water, and how much heater do you need?
Yep.
You know, you're reading a magazine, you're like, I need a little heater because it gets cold, but how much do you really need?
Yep.
Like, or is it not enough?
Yeah.
So it's a very, very lived-in vehicle.
That's awesome.
He brought it back, cracking the windshield, bugs all over it.
That's awesome.
Move it here.
Perfect. We thought about doing that because we did a trip too. Not as crazy as that, but we wanted to come dirty, like, because we really use it.
Yeah.
Right? We want to show that, like, it's legit. So he's legit.
So but coming back, he knows. He's like... how the vehicle handles. Like, I don't know. Asking some questions. Like, is this a shock issue? Is it a sway bar issue? Is it a spring issue? You know, I've got a lot of weight.
Yeah.
The weight keeps going up higher and higher in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Landing vehicles, they just stack.
Yeah.
And so it's not just the towing and the work vehicles. Like,
yeah.
Especially since COVID when overlanding.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Getting tons of calls.
Mm-hmm.
Of people going, hey, I'm...
Yeah.
Going off road, but now my rig drives like shit on this.
They do. It drives terrible. Yeah, it does. And I think so the answer is yes. Is it shocks? Is it sway bar, right? Like, so it's both, right? So like sway bars and shocks both have their place. And if you try to have the shocks do what the sway bar should be doing, then you get it like way too rough of a ride. Like, and then that ride's like it just like, it's not fun, right? So a sway bar will allow the shock to be a little bit more loose. I'm sure there's a more technical way to say that, but like it doesn't have to be like tightened up so much. And so the sway bar will do the work it needs to do, and then the shock can come in when it needs to. But really, like the sway bar is acting as a counter lever. So as pressure wants to be put on one tire, and all the pressure when you have it up super high, it all wants to go, right? It wants to join the party over there. What the sway bar does is like push it to the other side with that counter lever. So, yeah, and then the shocks can do their little dance too.
It's like the motorcycle racing with the sidecar. Have you seen that? And the side hack does.
Yeah.
That guy that rides in the side hack, I think he's called the monkey.
Yeah.
And he's just moving way around.
Are you calling me a monkey? Or my product?
Your sway bar is the monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Your sway bar is the monkey.
Can I be the driver? Okay, and then, yeah.
So what are some of the new products?
Yeah.
Vehicle fittings.
Yeah. So we have products here really to show. We have our Tesla Model Y sway bar front and rear here. So we brought that because people always think about us in truck and tow and all of that. But we make a huge, I always like people wonder, do you make more products? And it's like, we don't make more products, but our product line is super wide. So we do anything from like a side by side all the way up to some military applications. And then so we wanted to come and show like we do Tesla. We have a Lightning bar. We have the new Bronco bar. We're going to have the Gen 3 Raptor here released pretty soon. So we're doing all these different things that aren't necessarily only in that like tow and haul world that people usually know us for.
Well, you were doing some automotive stuff. I'm not sure if you still have some of the product.
Yeah.
But my E3 Mustang has a rear bumper on it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you love it.
Yeah. I haven't driven it yet. It's been a project for a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Melanie's monkey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what's next for you guys? Well, for you, taking on a new role at SEMA. You've been very at SEMA for a long time, but now you're
the
new chairman.
Yeah.
So that's, if you're like chairman.
And I'm chair-elect right now. And I'll start in a couple years. So I'm watching the current chair, Kyle, do all of the work, right? Like having to get on stage, do all of that. And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's going to be me in a few years, right? But it's not me right now. And I still have my day job here, like as CEO. So I'm someone was joking with me of like, you get your second job or your but it's so much fun. I really love, like, my family was at the first SEMA show. And so we've been members for a really long time. And I see a lot, like, there's so much happening in this space. And we got to protect our right to modify vehicles. And I feel super strongly about that. Like, in Sacramento, there's a lot. We've been working on it, but there's been a law that you can't work on your own car in your own driveway, which is freaking, it's ridiculous, right? And a lot of our products are DIY. A lot of all of the other products here are DIY. And if we lose that ability to like modify our vehicle, do it ourselves, like it just narrows like what we can do. And like we love our cars here in the States, right? I mean, I think Ant was on stage earlier this week talking about like he moved here because he loves our car culture, right? So it's like, yeah, like we need to protect that. And I have a son. I don't know if he wants to get in the business, right? But I have that mindset of like, I want him and future generations to be able to have that. But if we don't protect it now, it's going to... it has the potential to go away.
We've covered that on the podcast in the past. One of the past, I don't remember if it was here, the podcast was shifting season, but in both it. Yes, not being able to even work on some of your own.
The
organizations like SEMA to at least point us in the right direction. If we want to fight for it, how do we do it? We do need an advocate for that. We need someone to help us.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a crazy rule. During the COVID lockdown,
Well, you were all like trying to like avoid each other, right? So someone was in the garage or like, yeah, you're working.
Worst delivery.
Yes.
That's where I'm going to do now.
Totally.
Every part of this building was DIY.
Yes, 100%. And I think that's also when we look at like who's here. I mean, Hellwig's a small business, but a lot of the people here too are small businesses. Like SEMA has one of, like the SEMA show itself is like one of the biggest gatherings of small businesses.
Yeah.
And so none of us have on our own the ability to like fight or like push back, right? Like, so we need an organization like SEMA to bring us together, to protect our rights. Like, and that to me is like really exciting about what we can do and make a difference. And like, you know, I'm protecting Hellwig, but also like a lot of the other aftermarket companies, small businesses here. And that gets me really excited and is worth the second job.
I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
We've known each other a long time.
I know.
Very, very active in the space. So it depends. Just like lovely.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so the website is Hellwig.
Hellwigproducts.com. Yep, and it's Hell, like H-E-L-L-W-I-G, products.com.
All right, there you go. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, now we're in the RideTech booth. Wow, it's been a long day with Blaine Burnett, but how are you?
Good, man. It's good to see you. Been a while.
It's been a little bit, but it's so far so good. I mean, SEMA's been fantastic. It seems like you guys are getting a lot of traffic, and you know, we've been following you guys for a long time. Been friends with Brett before he sold the company and went on to a lovely retirement. he was having fun before, but he seems to be having a great time now. Just bringing everyone up to speed, tell us a little bit about what RideTech is and how would you explain it? Because listen, with RideTech back in the day was RideAir, and it was an air ride company, and then really evolved into suspension. But how would you guys explain it?
Technologies Kinematics has more of evolved into RideTech, and that's
right.
So not getting away from our roots, we still do air ride. Oh, sure. But we also have a conventional blowover suspension as well and shocks. So we kind of got something for everybody. And when it comes to Shui rods and SFRs, crow touring, and also late model performance as well. So you mentioned Brett and what he built. And then when we turned that into all with SL and then with Fox Technology getting involved back in 2010, and then ultimately their acquisition of the company as well. We're all geared for some success on continuing that business model. So we got a number of new products at the booth this week. 90% of what we have in here is new for this year. And so I can give you a little bit of a rundown on it. Like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. So last year we've got this too, but we had our SLA or short and on kit for Mustang box bodies.
Yes,
and that was pretty awesome because that brought a lot of updated changes to funding of those cars, allowing them to turn left and right a little bit better. Right. This year we're incorporating our Fulton IRS system for Fox bodies. That is a huge upgrade when it comes to geometry. And giving you all the benefits of a multi-link suspension that you would want. Obviously, we're not talking drag racing gear, which is what a lot of Fox body Mustangs are using. When you're talking IRS, this is a bolt-in cradle, and it incorporates S550 Mustang rear end. You can get those out of a junkyard or on one brand new. And then it also incorporates a shortened axle assembly, and then it adapts to S550 Cubs. So your SY50 brakes and calib work.
So we came by here last year, and I think we chatted for a minute. You showed me the front suspension, and the rear suspension was on the way. But it was also interesting because the Fox Mustang platform has been around for a while now, and a lot of suspension components have come out, and doing something like the four link or going to a three link with a torque arm, it works. It's a configuration that works, but it really has just been done before, right? So you don't want to come out with the same exact thing.
I was talking to our engineers yesterday, Will. He was talking about how you could take the old the Cobra IRS,
yeah,
and use that in the Foxes with,
yeah,
little effort.
I have one. I have a
There are certain detractors for that as well.
Yeah,
you've got some areas that limit tire width that you can use.
You're right.
As a result of that, due to the design of that system and it not being meant to go in a Fox body inherently. So we've improved upon some of those things, and the whole system weighs around, I think they're shooting for around 320-ish pounds. That's way right there. Actually, was telling me that yesterday, and so that's an unsprung weight. It's a little bit more than a full, live rear axle or source, but at the same time, that puts that weight towards the rear.
Yeah.
You use the short lawnmower assembly as well. You're actually dropping some weight off the front of the car too, which is also helpful. So,
because I was thinking about that, I was going to ask what it weighs, and adding a little bit of weight to the rear is not the worst thing in the world. Like, we're already trying to shift. There's so much of the weight. I don't know what it is, like 58% on the nose with the conventional iron block, iron heads. So cutting some of that weight in the front and adding some to the rear, as the cars can definitely use some traction with the amount of horsepower that everybody's making in those cars. It's a fantastic setup. I'll post some pictures so you guys can kind of see this thing, and I'm sure it's going to start to pop up all over social media.
Yeah.
And I know we're really talking about Fox Mustangs here, but this has been an interesting year for that because I've been walking around and you know,
we've seen a lot of.
Well, we're not a lot of cars yet, but we're seeing the parts come up. So we brought cars out here years ago, in like 2016, and there wasn't a lot, but the price point of parts was low, and like what people were willing to spend was, you know, still pretty low compared to a lot of the aftermarket companies and what they can have available, right? So, but now that has changed. We're starting to see some pro touring cars and some pretty nice builds happening, and people investing more money into that Fox platform. As we've said many times before, that the, you know, the Gen 1 Camaros and the Mustangs, they're all getting so expensive, even for junk, you know, that you just can't really get them. But getting this system, this rear suspension to work, it was such a great idea. And I think it's such a smart idea and a different option completely from what else is out there. And yes, I have another project car that we brought here, sort of a unibody shell with a 2003 Cobra IRS in it. And yeah, it's a little wide, so you got to do a different offset for the wheel, and it doesn't, you can't get a very wide tire underneath it. And the lower control arm is made for a conventional spring, but it only works with a coilover basically. So you're kind of stuck with this giant spring perch basically on the system, and it's okay. It works, right? But it's not.
It's the job done. However, you know,
but that was the only solution out there, was to swap a Cobra kit into it. So now,
come March of Q1 2024, you'll have a $4,500 option. And while that might be more expensive than you can get a Terminator, you know, a version of that for, you know, this retains factory track width. It allows for mini tubs. It lowers your roll center by 5 inches. Zero bump steer, and it works with our coilovers or Shockwave air ride. So, and you've also got some camber gain engineered into it as well. So, Zen Geometry.
And then the front suspension, correct me if I'm wrong, but that SLA kit, that works on the factory car, but also works with most aftermarket K members. So if you did a swap with, like, you know, yeah, Maximum Motorsports or, you know, UPR, QA1, like you can make it work with those. So because I have, for example, a common modification was taking the quicker ratio Terminator steering rack, you know, the 02, 03, and putting it in those cars for better steering. But now,
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, we're kind of running out of those. And a lot of the rebuilt ones that you find on eBay or whatever are rebuilt with stock components. So somebody's taking a Cobra rack and basically making it stock and then selling it as a Cobra rack, but
yeah.
It's not really working, right? So I went with, a completely ground up new steering rack from Flaming River, right? And we got, this was years ago in Maximum Motorsports, we test fitted it, we made a few modifications and went back to them, and now they make a K member that works with that rack. So if you don't want to get an old one, you can get a brand new, high performance, quick ratio steering rack from Flaming River that works with their K members. So using your suspension with that would
not have any capabilities there.
Right. It would be a great combination of putting all that together.
Don't not make this upgrade because you're wanting this too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool stuff. And now I see over in the back corner, you've also got late model Mustang stuff, the 2015 and above?
Basically your S550 platform. So we've got some newly, it's a new look, honestly, from the conventional. Clear coated, like clear metal looking flowovers that we're known for, and the Hypertho springs. Well, the Hypertho still look the same, but we've got like a Type 3 anodized, like hard coat, like
okay,
shocker strut bodies, and those look really good. But they're rebound adjustable, monotube strut design, so nothing surprising there from what we've been doing already. Those allow for up to 8.5 degrees of camber adjustment, up to 4.5 degrees. That was 8.5 for the positive camber, and 4.25 degree is a negative name group. And then they also have like a brand new top mounting system. If you're familiar with the term, like a pillow ball mount.
Yeah.
Like very, it's metal to metal. There's nothing in between, which is what you want, like on a track car, right? But when you're talking about something that's going to be doing double duty,
Right.
Going to get groceries, going to the track, but also something you may daily drive from time to time. You don't want a coilover system super loud. So they've developed an integrated rubber mount that reduces deflection and creates minimal NVH through this, which is super cool. So it's very, very much kind of having your cake and eating it too with a coilover system.
Yeah, I looked at it. It's a pretty nice setup. And when you can get a front and rear setup, so you can really kind of dial in the car the way you want. And I imagine you guys have thoughts on spring rates, but maybe there's a couple of options when it comes to that as well.
Yeah. We've got basically a calculator you can use on the website. You provide us some information, and we can either tell you what you need at.
Now, and then this solution is for cars that don't have MagnaRide.
Sorry?
This is for cars that don't have the MagnaRide suspension, right?
But, they are bolt-on as well.
Yeah.
Which is required. And then, of course, on the air ride side, too, harkening back to what we're known for on the air ride technology side, we've got big shop.
Right. So you can bag the car if you wanted to. Truck market has always been big for you guys, and mostly in the street performance side of trucks, not really the off-road side of trucks, which actually I'm more of a fan of.
Yeah, me too. Something about taking a truck and putting a bunch of suspension travel on it, 37-inch tires, and just bombing through the desert or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of on-road street performance stuff as well. And this year we've got a 2019 to 2023 Ram 1500 lowering kit. And the cool thing about that is, outside of what it does, it's available for both two-wheel drive and four-wheel.
Okay.
So, front drops it anywhere from under 3 inches with a buffet. You can do a rear up to 3 to 4 inches, and that's a direct replacement to your factory size. And so it was. Comes with our trigon arms to correct camber and ball joint angles. When you're adjusting the Spinton geometry like that, you need that. It's just so I need that adjustability and updating down free. And the shocks, equal overs a rebound festival as well. And that's our H2 series. All the teaching to be track stuff.
Okay.
And hard bars included. So lease into your axle for the drop. And don't tell me control arm mounts to maintain your optimal ever. Can you an angle as the other career stuff? And then we also sell some rear strong arms with we call it the hard joints, man, that are healthy. And that's online on the website now. Keep up the pulp numbers for two different, drivetrains too.
Yeah.
I will drive it with.
You bet. The kid looks fantastic. And it's interesting because you guys are doing the new stuff like S550 and the Ram, which is the late model stuff. And those cars are getting more complicated, lowering them because we have ride height sensors. There's cameras on the cars. Like, that has to give a little bit of thought into how all that stuff's going to, how it's going to work. And I don't know what the solution's going to be that I'm sure you guys are working on, but there's going to have to be some sort of calibration or computer programming and ride height adjusters. And yeah, everything's going to have a thing at some point. Getting into kind of the theme for SEMA this year seems to be 80s and 90s stuff. Like, we're seeing a lot of OBS trucks. We're seeing 80s, 90s Camaros and Mustangs and a lot of parts and stuff for those. On the OBS truck side, you guys are, I'm pretty sure you've had kits for Chevy and stuff for a while. I don't think anything for the Ford yet, because the Ford is the complicated twin I-beam. You'd have to really just start from scratch and bolt up to the frame. But I don't know. Have you guys got any OBS Fords around the shop that people are scratching their heads, putting it up on the lift, going, what are we going to do here?
So King College, at the moment, and Edison.
We just needed to that if you want to or not, but I'm just saying I don't have any rishes at the moment. But yeah, that's something that definitely needs some attention to, for sure.
Right.
Market was, I believe, was on you. That's fine on the off-road side to keep that and just beef that up. But the coastal and the slamish rocket is of that nature. There definitely needs more, some more help and more. Air ride, we have solutions on a lot of those trucks, but there is a gap missing within what we are able to support on the road side.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys?
Well, on like the LX platform, like Stellantis type stuff, Dodge.
Yeah, right.
Chrysler, whatever you want to call it. We've got the LX performance spoiler and shock system. So, and that covers Charger, Challenger, Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to see if you're so inclined. And those allow a drop from 1 to 3 inches, rebound adjustability, of course. And that obviously offers you handling that comes with lowering the call, reducing the center of gravity, and trying to maintain as much ride quality as possible as blends. So we have air suspension for the LX platform as well. So whatever your flavor is, whether it's on track or whether you're more show focused, we've got some assistance for you there. And then one of the things that we actually almost we got runner up for our best engineered products on the street performance side of things.
Okay.
This week is what we're looking at here is an AFX 12 amp spindle. If you guys do it to old school A body, F body, or X body, you're wanting to protrude that thing out, get it ready for some autocrosses, maybe some Optima events or something like
that. Right.
These are going to be helpful because they lower the vehicle 2 inches, but they also allow you to install a C5, C6, or C7 on the spindle.
Okay.
With hub. And that improves your due to the weight of their design, negative camber gain, and wheel center improved dog.
But then you get the bottom brake kit and maybe wheel and tire package if you wanted to, right?
Yep, absolutely. And wheel and tire also depend on, of course, the body you've got installed.
Yeah.
Or those that whatever modification to make at first. But yeah, and they maintain the stock track widths, and they're 100% made if you're in the States.
I mean, you mentioned the Optima Challenge, and I'm just watching how sophisticated that's gotten over the years, when it just started off as kind of an invitation thing, and you know, like on TV, and Goldberg was hosting it, you know, our co-host here was hosting it back in the day. Now it's just evolved into, you know, ABS brakes on Gen 1 Camaros, and guys are running multiple tunes depending on which obstacle they're doing, which event they're doing. They're running a completely different
for the autocross.
Completely different engine tune. And I was talking to someone saying they run, I think, a supercharged car, and then one of the events they run it naturally aspirated. There's a completely different tune, and they pull the belt off, and they're just able to accomplish it quicker. And
I think that's just taking something that's meant to be fun very serious.
And they're taking it very seriously, right? So the suspension, these guys have to be coming to you at some point going, what are we doing with like cockpit adjustable suspension? And I know it's something that Ridetech has dabbled in the past, but I don't know if it just... was too expensive or just never really took off with the customer. But it seems like something that's going to come back around. What are your thoughts on that? Having some sort of electronically controlled suspension from the cockpit?
Obviously, I'm relatively new here, so I can't speak to it with any high degree of specificity or knowledge. But yeah, I mean, all of that is becoming more integrated. Integration.
Yeah.
Technology is becoming more and more key. So. Yeah, I think that's going to be more pervasive in our industry as well as the year.
I mean, because we're getting so many cars are just being delivered from the factory, especially anything high performance, anything sports cars is being delivered from the factory with completely adjustable suspension. Like you just go buy a new Mustang right now and you get steering feedback, shock feedback. You can, you know, and I mean, they try to make it easy and take some of the guesswork out of it for you. So that would be one of the obstacles is like, how do you make it simple for the customer or how do you make it complex for that Optima Challenge competitor, you know, and say, you know, how do we start to dial it in? You know, depending on what you're doing, a street tune, if you will, and then a track tune, you know, but now for the suspension, not just the engine. So anyway, going to be some interesting stuff.
Yeah, you're guessing as good as because the OE of today is not like the OE of yesteryear. So like back in the box body days.
Yeah,
even recently, they're really ramping up on some of the things that capable. That was pretty impressive to see. And it makes our job a little bit harder to include the fun, but that's the challenge.
That's it. Push the envelope, though, right? It gets to challenge you guys and continue to innovate and come up with some new cool stuff.
Speaking of cool stuff, you know, the IRS kit, the SLA system, and you're dropping it up before. We've got a Mustang we're building that we do campaigning 2024, get out to some events and things like that.
Yeah.
Fox Body, obviously. And we can't wait to debut that, show it off. But trying to figure out what we want it to look like visually.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back to those old like Trans Am days.
Okay.
Maybe spoofing off one of those liveries that was really popular and giving a nod back to old school.
I tell you, a cool car to kind of emulate is Willie T. Ribbs Motorcraft Trans Am car.
Yes.
The white with the big Motorcraft on the side, and Willie's such a great. Willie's here at SEMA someplace, and we did a documentary with him, so he's a good dude.
Yeah,
yeah, uppity the Willie T. Ribbs story. So, thank you. And every time now when we see that car, like up in Monterey or something, pop up, we're like, you know what? That's just a cool looking car. It's just a really good. So maybe something like that, and you can take that Motorcraft logo that's on the side, replicate the font and everything, and just have it say Ride Tech, and I bet you could pull it off and make it really, really work.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, not that I need to sit here and design your car for you, but
no. Yeah, had to resonate well too with a lot of the old school like 80s and 90s vibe, like everybody's just starting to see.
Yeah,
scroll through Instagram about seeing editing like cyberpunk type stuff pop.
Right.
Video games and then the same.
You guys go down and you do one of your events. You do a Good Guys event or an autocross event down in Texas. You should definitely fire out an invitation to Willie and have him get behind the wheel of that car for a minute and see what you think. You know, because he is a hoot. You'd love just chatting with him and get him excited about maybe doing a few laps out there.
Yeah,
that would be fun as hell. Absolutely, we could do that. Yeah, I think that would be fun to do.
No.
Blaine, thanks so much. You guys are always crushing it. We love what you're doing out here. It's a great presentation. Continue to have a good SEMA.
Awesome, man. Likewise.
Well, that wraps up the first day of SEMA. Hope you guys enjoyed that. We have another interview with the Ring Brothers, but because that was a much longer interview with just those guys, we will do a separate episode for that next week. So tune in next week for the Ring Brothers. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.